We do have 420,000 gallons of fuel staged and ready to deploy, and additional assets are expected over the next few days. And the gas stations that will be prioritized will be the ones along the heavy evacuation routes. We have 8 urban search and rescue teams activated and over 580 search and rescue personnel ready right now. We have delivered 431 pallets of water, 303 pallets of MREs, and over 1,200 tarps to communities that may be impacted. We've got many more gallons of water and a lot of MREs that are ready to be deployed as needed. There are over 20 shelters open, and additional 20 special needs shelters are mobilizing or on standby throughout the state of Florida. We have 5,500 National Guardsmen that have been activated. We have deployed 247 Starlinks with another 529 staged in Central Florida, and they will be deployed to impacted areas as the needs arise. 42 school districts have announced school closures over the next 2 days, along with 16 state colleges and 7 Florida universities. Our Florida Department of Transportation has more than 600 personnel, including over 220 cut and toss crew members, with more than 400 pieces of heavy equipment and trucks strategically placed across the state to prepare for cut and toss operations post-storm. And if you look at that track of where it's going now, you are going to see a lot of debris. There's a lot of trees along that track, and it is going to knock down trees, it's going to knock down power lines, and there's going to be a need to be able to clear a lot of the right-of-ways. Florida Department of Transportation has about 1,100 generators en route to impacted areas, and they're going to use that to get the traffic signals up and running as soon as possible when the storm passes. As wind becomes stronger later today and into the night, FDOT will be coordinating with FHP and local law enforcement to close bridges once the speeds reach in excess of 40 miles an hour. Road rangers will be concentrated along evacuation routes to help motorists. We have also called up 33 ambulance strike teams with over 200 ambulances that are ready to surge into any impacted area. We've also requested an additional 6 strike teams through our Emergency Management Assistance Compact with other states. So this storm is going to hit tomorrow morning. You will start certainly seeing effects of this in different parts of the state later on today. You still have time this morning to be able to make your final preparations. If you are in one of those areas that's in line for some of the major storm surge and you're told to evacuate, you know, you have time to do that. But you got to do that now. You don't have to go hundreds of miles. You can go to a shelter in a different part of your county. Go to a friend's house in an area that is not going to be susceptible to the storm surge. Hotel, all these things are good to do, and you should do that and heed. This is going to be a major hurricane, likely a Category 3, and it's scheduled to hit along this big bend, and we've not really had a hurricane strike this area for a long, long time. I think you got to go back to the 1800s before you would see a path like this. And so those coastal areas there, you know, have not necessarily been through this before. And I think that being safe is the appropriate thing, and erring on the side of caution is the appropriate thing. We will, of course, be mindful of any changes in the path of this storm. I think everybody on that Gulf Coast from Tampa Bay up until Northwest Florida must remain vigilant. They have nudged the track a little bit further west over the last 24 hours. I mean, we were looking at potentially Levy County, I think, yesterday at today. Now we're looking more at a Taylor County. There's some models that say it may go even further west. So places like Tallahassee, where we are today, certainly you could end up having it hit Tallahassee directly in some of the surrounding areas. So everyone just remain vigilant, continue to watch and listen to the local orders that you receive from your local emergency management personnel. I want to thank everybody. You know, we've been in contact with, you know, people from most of these counties over the last few days. Everybody's working hard. Everybody understands that that this is a significant event. And you know, they're remaining calm, cool, and collected, but they're executing, and that's what we need to continue to do. I want to thank everybody here at the state of Florida for working hard. They've been working now around the clock and getting the resources where they need to be as those requests come in. And of course, once the storm passes, we're going to immediately go to commence any type of rescue operations, and of course, the power restoration will be a big priority. Go to floridadisaster.org/get a plan if you have any questions. Again, you still have some time this morning and into the early afternoon, but as we get throughout this day, you are going to start to see rain and wind pick up, particularly the further south you are in the state of Florida. And by the time you know, we get to the end of tonight, you know, you're gonna see some nasty weather. So just be warned about that, and do what you need to do right now to be able to keep yourself and your family safe. Okay, we're going to hear from Kevin Guthrie, Division of Emergency Management.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Governor, again, for your continued support and leadership. As of this morning, Idalia was upgraded to a Category 1 hurricane and is expected to continue to strengthen as it makes its way through the Gulf of Mexico. The storm is going to be here very soon. By this time tomorrow morning, we will pretty much lock down the EOC, and we will be working through those issues. The state is working overtime to fulfill requests made by counties in the path of the storm. To date, we have filled 400, or we are actively working 461 missions. We have closed 72 missions for a total of 552 missions. Counties, please continue to send in your resource request so that we can take advantage of the time we have left. We're gonna have about another 18 hours or so that we can move commodities. After that, we will not be able to do that any longer. We're doing everything we can to ensure that communities have the necessary resources they need. But you as a household owner, you need to take action now. You need to get you and your family, businesses, you need to get your employees ready now. The time is now. I implore you to finalize your disaster preparedness actions right now. I want to stress again, even if your community is not in the forecast cone, it does not mean you're in the clear. I'm going to use a graphic to my left. If you're in red on this graphic, you're underneath a hurricane or tropical storm warning, or you're underneath a surge warning. If you're in pink, you're under a watch. That is well outside that cone. So again, people are going to experience issues with this, from trees down, power being shut down, heavy rains are on the east side of this storm. It's going to be a very fast moving storm, but please, if you're in the red, don't focus on that cone. Focus on, if you're in the red, you need to take some type of protective action, and you need to do that now. If you decide to shelter in place, identify a safe place in your home, away from windows where you can shelter safely. The same thing applies to the very first thing that we're going to experience most likely in Florida, which is a tornado. If you find yourself in a tornado watch or warning, please get yourself to an interior room free of windows. Put a mattress over your head. Even if you have some type of bicycle helmet or something like that, you need to protect your head from tornadic activity. If you're evacuating, do not leave your pets behind. Make sure you have leashes, carriers, plenty of food and water for them. Evacuations can be stressful on the whole family, so please pack comfort items for your kids, like their favorite toys, games, or snacks. Make sure that before you leave your home, or if you're sheltering in place, if you can pick it up, put it up. If you cannot pick it up, tie it down. Minimize the amount of items that can be picked up and overturned in your neighborhood. Whatever you decide is the best for yourself and your family, again, the action is now. You must do it now. If you're unsure about the next steps of what to do, please contact your local emergency management office. We have also launched the State Assistance Information Line, or in true emergency management vein, we have plenty of acronyms, or the SAIL line. You can contact them at 1-800-342-3557. Again, that's 1-800-342-3557. That's the State Assistance Information Line, and they can take any requests that you have. We have operators standing by now, and that is a 24/7 hotline.
All right, we're going to pull away from this press conference now. That's Kevin Guthrie, the state emergency manager. Before that, of course, you heard Governor DeSantis giving an update on Hurricane Idalia. I thought the of course, it is not coming here, But at the same time, I don't know if you picked up on it, but Governor DeSantis says that the path keeps wiggling left, west. And he said it could even include a direct strike on Tallahassee, which is significantly west of the current expectation. So what do we always say? We always say we see where the cone is. We see where the paths are projected. But we always say be prepared just in case. You never
know.
Right. And that's look, that's still not here. OK, that's still not a, you know, a hit on Pensacola or, you know, Gulf Breeze or Navarre or anything like that. But, you know, that's going to be an effect to our much closer neighbors if that does happen. And as always, like part of the reason I know some people have heard that, like, why are you carrying this press conference? It's not coming here. OK, first of all, it's the governor of the state of Florida. It's a major event for our state. Number two, I think it's important to be reminded of some of this stuff when it's not happening to us, just so that it is really embedded in the way we think about these things. If indeed something does happen here, as he said. You know, if you can pick it up, you heard Kevin Guthrie, if you can pick it up, put it up. If you can't pick it up, tie it down. That includes your trampolines, by the way. You know, if there's a storm, for example.
Oh, my gosh,
you don't want trampolines flying through, because they will.
Although that is a good time to get free trampolines.
No, slightly bent. Yeah. You know, 25,000 linemen, 5,500 guard deployed, total of about 700 Starlinks either employed or prepared to be. 42 school districts are closing school. That's a lot. 16 state colleges and 7 universities. And just for perspective on the effects of this thing, I was watching on the map and it hadn't dawned on me till I saw it. But, you know, you got 2 to 4 feet of affected expected surge in Fort Myers all the way down the state. I mean, huge effects expected all the way down even to, you know, the very tip of the mainland of Florida. So, this is going to be a big event for the rest of the state, and for us, we'll get to watch it at a distance, but that distance is getting slimmer and slimmer, let's put it that way. It's still not here, though. It's still not affecting us. 819 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy, sorry for the late traffic for you, Candy.
Not showing roadblocks, but showing a few accidents in the area, so you want to watch for emergency crews on scene. West 9 Mile and Pinecone in Cantillmid, English Oak Circle and Oak Cliff Road. Again, no roadblock there. And the I-110 southbound ramp at Airport Boulevard. That's mile marker 5 for I-110, showing an accident, but again, no roadblock. Taking a look at in Milton at 90 in Deaton Bridge Road, accident, no roadblock, and the same thing on Highway 98 Navarre and Lowe Road. We also got a text saying between I-110 and the Escambia Bay Bridge, I counted 4 different utility companies sending resources towards the east. So, man, let's pray for them and thank you for what you guys do. And if you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to purchase one. And, you know, I know me, okay? And so I know you probably think somewhat the same way that, like, you know, you hear a used car dealer and you're like, oh, okay, you know, those cars. Like, cars that are, like, one step away from the junkyard kind of, you know, just hoping that they can trick you into... No! Like, it's the exact opposite at Frontier. It's, like... It's almost not fair to call them used cars, even though technically they are, because they're basically new a year after or 2 years after. And so it's low miles. It's in great condition. It's cars that were probably on like some corporate lease or something. And that's how ours was. It was a lease. It came back to the dealer. They couldn't sell it for reasons I cannot explain in Orlando. And it, you know, it went to auction and Frontier bought it. Now we have a great Honda Odyssey, like because, again, of this corporate lease kind of thing. So smoking deal on the good cars, cars that are great quality, cars that are almost new, like they're just not new to you, but they're almost new. And about 300 trucks, cars, vans on the lot at any moment. You can test drive different ones. You can get in them and do a really good buffet sampling of the different things that are available. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community with great quality used cars for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's Reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Quick, name 2 things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at pensacolaenergy.com.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P. Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Check out the farm-to-table vendors, arts and crafts, and unique shopping Saturday from 9 to 1 at the Highway 87 Outdoor Market at Pickett's. Find out more at getrelaxing.com. Get your beach chairs and enjoy another Cinemas in the Sand. Friday night at the Gulfside Pavilion stage, it's a free event, and the greatest showman begins at sunset. Visit Pensacola.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
More news, more talk with Markley Van Kevin Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Unemployment at a record high. People coming, people going, people born to die. Don't ask me because I don't know why, but it's like that, and that's the way it is.
And Britt, you get to give the total. What has this community done today?
So, by 6 o'clock, we raised $210,000. With your $5,000 check, this community has just raised $215,000.
Outstanding.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. Many more miracles will continue to happen right here. God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That was Sue Strawn on Friday at the fundraiser for the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Sacred Heart, Ascension Sacred Heart. I was there with them, but that's a huge Cat Country event. ESPN Pensacola News Radio participating in that. But, man, as Brent is the one who was announcing that $215,000. And, of course, Sue Strawn.
Yeah.
The elegant and wonderful and lovely Sue Strawn. And, you know, that's a big deal. Think of just, you know, $215,000. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but I realized after I got home, like, I only shared that news like one time in the 5 o'clock hour.
Right, and it's such a great
the
deal.
Rest of the day, and sure. It's such a good story. We want to praise them for that work. 8:24 News Radio 92.3. Sorry, 8:25 News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. And taking a look around now, we're not showing any roadblocks, so that is the good news. But some accidents to watch out for, and watch your emergency vehicles here too at 9 Mile and Pinecone, Cantonment, English Oak, and Oak Cliff Road. That's in Pensacola. Also in Pensacola, I-110, the southbound ramp. That Airport Boulevard at Mile Marker 5. Highway 90 in Milton and Deaton Bridge Road showing an accident with, again, no roadblock. Low Road on Highway 98 and Highway 98, rather. That's in Navarre. Now, if you have traffic tips, you can text them in at 437-1620. This brought to you by Total Wine and More. And with so many bottles to choose from, there's always something new to try at Total Wine and More, like Prosecco for under $8 and a French Rosé for under $7. Total Wine and More, drink responsibly and be 21. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum says he does not want to be Donald Trump's vice president should he retake the White House, despite Trump's glowing comments directed at Burgum after the first GOP debate. The governor said he's not interested in taking any cabinet position with the Trump administration or a potential Trump administration. The effort to identify Maui...
Yeah,
go ahead.
Trump's goal is to raise the profile of anybody who's not an actual serious challenge to him. So, of course, right. He's going to love, yeah, Doug Burgum. Of course. You know, like, that's durr. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead, Dave.
The effort to identify Maui wildfire victims is expanding to jails and prisons in Hawaii now. Inmates of all the state's jails and prisons are being asked to provide DNA samples, and testing kits also being offered to prison staff. And as the SAG-AFTRA strike continues, a lot of actors apparently turning to Cameo to make ends meet. More than 2,400 performers apparently have joined or reactivated Cameo accounts since the strike began. That's a 137% increase. And apparently back in May, SAG-AFTRA reached a deal with Cameo to allow actors to count their Cameo for Business earnings towards their health care and pension costs.
Well, we go get some cameos, y'all.
Interesting. Yeah, and for people who don't know, it's where you basically pay an actor to voice you a voice message or a video
or a welcome. Yeah, anything. Like, hey, happy birthday, Andrew. You're the most. You're glad you love me in Sopranos or whatever. And that's how they go. It's cool.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
My plan.
No. They do it live. I've done it for Dana and for my husband. That's
funny. My plan is to sign up for Cameo and start doing free endorsements, and then I'll charge people not to endorse their product. That's my goal.
It worked for Snooki.
That's like protection racket money is what that is.
Exactly,
That's good stuff.
That ties into The Sopranos.
There you go. But in just my layman's sense, Cameo is like the one step prior to you just go straight to OnlyFans, right? Isn't that the next phase of this is they... start the
well, it might be a little bit of a jump, but I mean it's on the ladder.
You know, can I ask a question?
But tell me that, you know, I don't know, David Schwimmer doing cameos isn't the next phase like David Schwimmer like foot videos? Isn't that pretty much where that goes eventually?
Is OnlyFans, and I'm sorry,
I don't really know.
Is it just dirty stuff?
No, there's clean stuff on OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I mean, not that I'm an OnlyFans expert or anything.
No,
David,
me either.
We're learning a lot about David now. It's good. I don't really know either. I mean, I know it's the butt of the joke.
Can we get to find out when Steve Taylor comes in?
We'll ask.
Put him on it.
I'm sure.
Steve, what's OnlyFans?
Investigative reporting.
That's the best thing ever.
Thank you.
All
right. Joe.
8:28 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
If anybody knows, text.
I know what it is for that kind of content or what I've read.
No, because there's like regular people I know that have OnlyFans. Does that mean that's what they're doing?
I don't want to know. Let's see. What else do we have going on? This is one of those stories where you're like, could this not be somewhere other than Florida, please?
A Florida school district is apologizing after singling out black students in a presentation regarding low test scores. This happened at Bunnell Elementary School in Flagler County. Staff made black fourth and fifth graders attend a presentation about low standardized test scores. The PowerPoint lecture was led by two black teachers there who said that black students have low grades and are therefore more likely to go to prison or get shot. The school district officials called it a, quote, horrible, horrific mistake and announced that the principal and one teacher had been put on paid administrative leave pending an investigation.
So at this elementary school, the principal and the teacher are on administrative leave because they got them together for a goals and objectives PowerPoint presentation, which read in part, AA, African-Americans, have underperformed, that's what it originally said, not UD, on standardized assessments for the past 3 years, and you gotta do better on these tests, otherwise you're gonna go to jail or get shot. Oh. I mean, you can understand that they see a problem they're trying to address, and even the school district said, used to be done like one-on-one or with parents. You'd have these consultations. Probably not an all-black assembly for the warnings.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Hurricane Idalia about 300 miles southwest of Tampa. A Category 3 aiming for the Big Bend of Florida.
This thing's going to hit us on Wednesday morning. It's going to be a major hurricane. People need to heed the instructions from their local officials. You still have time this morning and early afternoon to be able to make the preparations that you need to.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox and Friends warning of a 9 to 12-foot storm surge, enough to swamp a coastal home. Tampa's airport is closed. Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas in for 5 to 9 inches of rain. Hawaii's Attorney General warning of real estate plunder, telling burned out homeowners in West Maui to report any investors or developers swooping in with offers to buy up their land. The penalty is a year behind bars. The White House wants Americans to get an updated COVID shot. New vaccines roll out in September haven't been approved. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 79 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola this morning. Well, Idalia reached hurricane status last night.
Right now, just barely a Category 1, 75 miles per hour, but it is expected to explode through the day today. We're talking rapid intensification as it moves through those very warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. They are record warm waters, by the way.
And that's NBC meteorologist Angie Lastman. 2,500 National Guard troops have been activated ahead of the storm. FWC preparing high water vehicles in case water rescues are needed. Utility crews also flocking to the state. FPL has some crews that are getting ready and preparing. The biggest threat expected to be storm surge that could top 12 feet in some part of the state's west coast. And the National Hurricane Center expecting Idalia to make landfall as a Cat 3 storm tomorrow morning. Again, we just got an update from Governor DeSantis here a little bit ago, and we'll be following this storm throughout the day. Some of our local officials are already mobilized as well, heading to the west coast of Florida. Escambia County Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore says the county mobile command unit Thor is set up now in Tallahassee. And Gilmore, emergency manager Travis Tompkins, Santa Rosa County's Tim Trowbridge, all headed to Lafayette County.
What our task is we'll be doing EOC augmentation. So the emergency manager there has asked for resources to come in to act as operations section chief, logistics section chief, and planning section chief.
And again, we'll continue following this storm as we learn more here throughout the day and leading up to the expected landfall tomorrow morning. A local honey company proposing a new location over in the Molino area, East Hill Honey, hoping to build a new facility on Highway 97. The company says they've grown and need a larger processing and bottling facility, which would be on a 7-acre site at 2900 Highway 97. That's over on the east side of the Pilgrim Trail intersection. If that does get approved, they'd build a 6,000 square foot building, which would house their honey extraction equipment, honey packing gear, and also warehouse operations. And the proposal's been submitted to the Escambia County Development Review Committee, and they do have a pre-application meeting scheduled to have some initial discussions on their plans tomorrow. There's a new interim mayor that's been appointed in Century. The town council there, President Luis Gomez Jr., was appointed to replace former mayor Ben Boutwell after his resignation. Gomez is going to hold that seat until a special election is held to elect a new mayor and also to fill Gomez's council seat that he had to resign to take that appointment. The council set a date of November 1st for that election. Gomez's appointment as mayor was passed on a 3-1 vote last night. Escambia County emergency responders say a child had to be taken to the hospital after a near drowning incident yesterday. That happened about 6 o'clock yesterday at a hotel swimming pool on Via de Luna. Right now, no word on the child's condition. And Perdido Key has some new life-saving rescue tubes that have been installed over at Beach Access Number 4.
Earlier this year, unfortunately, we had some drownings out there. And I can't help but to think that had we had some of these rescue tubes, perhaps we could have avoided that tragedy.
That is District 1 Commissioner Jeff Burgosh, and he says they plan to get those rescue tubes at all of their public beach access points along Perdido and also at Barrancas Beach. But if you do end up having to use them, they recommend strong swimmers only use them as a last resort. And they still say, make sure you call 911 to get first responders on the way. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. And Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
All right. And watching a few things, that none of these are roadblocks right now, but watch your emergency crews on scene. I-110, the southbound ramp at Airport Boulevard. That's mile marker 5. And Milton, Highway 90 and Deaton Bridge Road. And then in Navarre at Highway 98 and Low Road. Showing accidents, but again, no roadblocks at these places. If you have a traffic tip, text it in if you could. 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We will have scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. Temperatures in the 90s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 70s. As you go into Wednesday, we will have a chance at a few stray showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with temperatures in the low 90s. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping into the 70s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
79 right now in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, and 78 in Milton.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmore Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price
before sales tax, tag, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate and cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by VinCentric. See dealer for details.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Your money now. The markets, not a big change this morning. The Dow up just a little bit, at up 12.51 at 34,574.48. The S&P 500 up 241 at 4,435.72. And the NASDAQ actually down 11.91 at 13,693.22. Our 10-year bond rate today, not a big change at 4.22%. Our gold prices down 40 cents at $1,946.40. Silver prices up just about a nickel at $24.30. And crypto is, well, Bitcoin anyway, up 30.71 at $26.24.30. The Department of Transportation going after American Airlines. They've hit the company with a big fine for keeping passengers waiting on the tarmac. They're facing an over $4 million fine for long delays with passengers on board airplanes for 43 different flights, affecting at least 5,800 people. More workers across industries demanding improvements in compensation and working conditions. That's leading to a record number of strikes this year. More than 320,000 workers have participated in 230 strikes so far this year. And it is 8:39. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so today, you know how every day there's like these national day of, you know, kind of things, and there's all these different ones. Today is National According to Hoyle Day.
Hoyle?
Hoyle being the author of Hoyle's Book of Rules for Card Games.
Oh, right? Like the cards.
That's
okay,
exactly
sure.
Right. So, you know, Whist at the age of 69, he started teaching everybody, and then, you know, he was big. He's a mathematician. Anyway, so he put together the sort of authoritative rule book for card games. So my question is 437-1620. Does your family play cards? And either way, what's the card game of choice? Like, what's your favorite card game? Now, I know there's all kinds of games out now. In fact, there's been a renaissance in games over the last 20 years. There's all kinds of games. Yeah. And we play all of them. But I still have a deep passion for cards. There, you know, the equipment is very small.
Yeah, right.
For card
right.
games, that's the best part of it. Is you know, you go camping or whatever. Right. You can play cards. You can play cards anywhere as long as people know the rules. So 437-1620. Does your family play cards? And what is the card game that your family plays or the game that you love? Candy, do you have a?
I do. Yeah, we always played, and it's a game called 31. Which okay. doesn't you like a king or a face card is a 10 or whatever. The object is to get 31, like in the same suit, or like three kings is 30 or whatever.
Okay.
And then you knock. if you think you got it.
Okay.
And then you take all the pennies in the pot.
Oh, so it's a gambling game.
Yeah, but we always only played for pennies. Like the priest would be at our house.
That's
and
the
like it was
that's
just
the gateway.
That's the game. I know, dude. But it is. You're absolutely right. Yeah, it is, right? But yeah, 31 was the game. And my husband's family, who's from here, he's like, I was like, hey, we gonna play cards? And they're like, only Yankees play cards.
And that's true.
Whoa.
It's very much Midwesterners all play cards. That's a for sure
thing.
Excuse
us.
Because we have winter.
That's right. And that makes sense, yeah.
And you have to, do stuff in the winter. 437-1620. Yeah, my whole family is like Michigan, Ohio, Illinois. You know,
right. Because you play cards.
I grew up playing games. I grew up playing cards. Now, my mom's family, they were all bridge players. Mm-hmm. They would play other stuff. You know, they play canasta, which is, if you don't know canasta, you got to have big hands to play canasta. That's a melding game where you put stuff down on the table. But my stepdad's family, that's where we saw a lot of the cards. They played euchre.
Euchre
was the game.
Euchre,
and so euchre is the game where you've got to know at least a little bit about how to. It's probably one of the easiest card games to learn. And then the people who are more skilled, if the right relatives are around, they play pinochle.
Oh, right. Sure. Pinochle
is the more complicated. I mean, it's not the more complicated euchre, but it is a more complicated card game and, you know, meld and points and which are the matches and all that. But yeah, love euchre, love hearts. Spades I can endure. It's not my favorite, but that's because people can have all
love
these kind of weird
and
games.
Love hearts and spades and all this. It was so great because we would always have blizzards in upstate New York.
Okay, all right.
Of course,
I think
of Idalia. That's the one thing whenever we've had Sally, Ivan, where are the cards? Make sure, they're
sure
all the same. Yeah,
all
we got
your
the
key
cards.
Supplies.
Right. No,
shovels,
it is.
Food, water, cards. You know, that's
it
how
is.
You're going to pass
flashlights.
The time. That's right. 437-1620. Somebody here says Drunken Uno.
Oh.
I don't know Drunk Uno. I know Regular Uno, and I know Spicy Uno, which is the more recent thing.
What's Spicy Uno?
It's just got a bunch of bizarre rules. Things like if you play a 7, everybody can't talk.
Oh,
you talk, you take cards, and then you play another 7 and undoes that, and it's things like,
oh God,
if somebody plays a blue 2, you can play another blue 2 right on top of it, no matter where you are in the turn order. It's a faster version. It's almost like Slap / Uno,
right. sure.
With changing rules kind of stuff. See, 437-1620, somebody says Rook. Oh, I love playing Rook as a kid. I haven't played that in years, but Rook is a great game. That's an old game, too.
Yeah.
Let's see, 437, Skip-O. That's an interesting one. Skip-O is like vicinity of Uno, but it's not. You're making runs and you're playing, 1 through 15s basically on a pile. It actually, back in the day, it used to be called, there's another name for it now. I can't remember it. Before it was Skip-O, it was something else. 437-1620. Let's see. Played a lot when I was younger. My dad's favorite was, according to Hoyle, our favorite game was Cribbage. Oh,
Cribbage.
Cribbage is excellent.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. And Cribbage is the kind of thing you used to think they'd play in South Beach all the time.
Sure.
Cribbage and gin. They play in Miami. But yeah, cribbage, you can gamble on cribbage. I'm not recommending it. But my mom taught me cribbage, and then we used cribbage scoring as a game to play driving on license plates.
Oh, that's cool.
When license plates used to have more numbers, and you could play like those are, cards in a hand, and you can play cribbage scores off of those. And, if you happen to have a K or a J, it could be King or Jack. Let's see. Learned a lot of math applications for cards. Phase 10 with the grandchildren. Spades with the old folks, sure enough.
Oh, I love spades. I mean, I'm too young to know what it is.
Somebody here says, we play gin rummy. Oh, that's good. Somebody here says, I have a Hoyle right at hand. Almost never play card games. Well, you should, because card games are great. Candy's got traffic on the 5s.
Oh, man.
Okay. We'll get back to it. We got a lot more text coming in.
Cards. I went to southbound ramp at airport, and I mentioned this just a little bit earlier. Not a roadblock. Highway 90 in Milton at Deaton Bridge Road. An accident. This was a couple hours ago, so I imagine emergency crews are off scene. And this happened maybe an hour ago, so you still may see a slowdown, but not a stop. Highway 98 in Navarre. This is at Low Road. Not showing the slowdown, but or a roadblock. If you have traffic tips or you want to get card games, let us know. 437-1620. We'll have more on Idalia on the way. And News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. I got a note in here. Butch Hansen, our submariner.
Yes.
He says cribbage was a cult game on submarines.
Oh, my
gosh.
I bet. Yeah.
Because you don't even need to have a cribbage board. It's a lot easier to score with a cribbage board than the pegs. But, you can score it with hash marks on a piece of paper or something.
Sure.
You don't have to have that. But, yeah, cribbage is it's a great game. It really is. Euchre, somebody says. Up and down the river. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Euchre during college. Yeah, we played euchre a lot in college. Because euchre is a great college game because there's just enough game to it that you can play it while what you're really doing is drinking and talking. And you don't really have to pay attention once you know how to play it. It's pretty automatic and not a lot of real choices. Something like hearts. I mean, you really have to pay attention because I know some serious hearts players in college.
Okay.
Like the pool gamblers gambled on hearts.
Let me tell you my heart story from college. Like, you know, I went to a couple of schools because I started in funeral directing and whatever. And then I went over to journalism. But during my journalism time, like, I did flunk out and have to go back and remake my classes because we were always playing hearts. And it was a community college, you know, like we just always met up and played heart all the time. Like, I'm still friends with those 10 people.
That's great.
Yeah, isn't it?
You make
sense. Yeah, I know. My family was so proud. Like, how did you flunk out? I was playing hearts.
Somebody here says that's
pennies,
funny.
Pennies.
Somebody here says we play spades, but a board games after about a half an hour because card games I guess get boring. I don't know. There are some card games you can just play for hours and hours.
Oh my god, like hearts.
Another vote for Rook, Rummy 500.
Yeah. Wow.
My family plays card games all the time, and I do mean all the time. Had you been at Sake Cafe last Friday, would have seen my daughter and me playing Kings in the Corner. Oh, nice! With some of the greatest sushi.
Deborah, invite me next time.
My my wife won't play, but I like to play strip poker by myself.
Oh. Mm.
Hey, yeah.
Is that Darren?
Oh, no. AC Ducey or High
AC
Low?
AC Ducey, right.
Like that. Hello, Gin Rummy with my Nana years ago.
Yes.
Oh, man, I played so much cards with my grandparents. Like,
that
I go
too.
Down to visit them in Florida. They lived in Fort Myers. Kings in the Corner. When we were growing up, our parents taught us how to play Pinochle. Our game of choice, according to cards, was Canasta. All right, see, I love... Mm-hmm. Okay, this is going to be like two people, maybe, listening that know this, but the better Canasta is called Bolivia. And Bolivia is about 1 hour per hand, and it's worth it.
Oh, that's
it's
neat.
Like my dad
sure.
and I used to play Bolivia. That would be our... when we go camping, we play Risk in Bolivia.
Oh, right.
Nobody else wanted to do either. We'd go camping by ourselves, and that's what we would do. 4-3-7-16-20. Yeah, another Euchre family here. That's good. Right bower and left bower, baby. What's a bower? Why is the jack the wrong suit? Shut up. Just learn the rules and play the game. I don't quite teach it that way. But
sound
like
a Yankee.
Yeah, I will kidding. Say this. We have passed on some games to our kids. Two of our kids aren't really board game kids. One of them really is, and he's the one I love the most. No, just kidding. But I wish we'd have passed more of that on. Like, I don't know. We love, my wife and I, we love playing games. And so anyway.
We just had
Meal
two
born,
mentions.
Oh, you, okay. All right. That's fine, you Europeans. We played Pit. Oh, Pit's fun, though. You can get hurt playing
Pit's
Pit.
Great.
Don't get me started on spoons. Pit is the one where if you got the old style bell, you probably got welts in your hand from getting slapped on top of it. No greater thrill than introducing a young child to a fun game of 52-card pickup.
Yeah.
Or you can just play card houses with them. Old Maid, War with my grandma. Oh, not war.
It's like my cousins are texting in the 52 pickup.
There you go.
I'm still mad.
8:49 on News Radio 92.3. Quick storm update in case you haven't heard it, just to be sure you know. Tomorrow morning is when the storm is expected to hit the Big Bend. It's not going to come here. Although the governor did, and it's not going to come here, but the governor did mention in his last press briefing that the track seems to be wiggling left, and it does have a possibility of maybe striking against Tallahassee is like the most western version of this possibility, but still no expectation of it having an effect here. Hey, if you are buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth, fantastic resource. I bet she's a card player. Fantastic resource to help you on either side, like, or on both sides if you need to sell and to buy, because, you know, she'll give you advice, she'll walk you through it, but she just gets it done. 230 homes sold last year. That's amazing. And the weird thing is, somehow or other, she's figured out how to sell 230 homes and make you feel like she's her only client the whole year. I don't know how, but she is just, she's very effective, very efficient, organized, knows what she's doing, and you're going to love having her as your realtor. 723-9158, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
Laura, they're still
ZzzQuil,
texting.
The world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Jay Williams Band, a high-energy rock and roll country funk party band.
Hell yeah, have a good time, so you make some noise. It's Bands on the Beach with the Jay Williams Band this Tuesday night at 7.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What's your name?
Django.
Can you spell it?
D-J-A-N-G-O. The D is silent.
Just listen to that album yesterday. That's good stuff. 8:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Eric Gilmore is the director of public safety for Escambia County. He's traveling, going to, either Lafayette or Lafayette, depending on who you ask. I just have a hard time saying it Lafayette because I took 4 years of French, so sorry. Eric, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks for having me, Andrew. And they pronounce it Lafayette.
So there you go. And I could tell when you said it yesterday in the interview you did with Pensacola Right Now, I'm like, oh, he knows he said it the way they don't say it. That's so cute.
Yeah.
Hey, so not about the storm, although I want to ask you, you know, what you're headed to and, what's going on. But I had a different question. So we've been kind of running this story about the rescue tubes, which I think is just the most incomprehensibly bad name for the flotation devices. Basically the yellow version of what the lifeguards swim out with, the flotation. It's like three or four fun noodles all strapped together in practice, really. Out on Perdido Key, that these tubes on a pole or flotations on a pole are out there. Here was my concern. Average person goes out to the beach. The beach is maybe a little bit scary. They've heard about people drowning and they're worried and they'd stay out of the water. Then they see all of a sudden, oh, there's a rescue tube. Oh, this is going to make me safe. I'm good. If something happens, somebody can, you know, help me out. I worry about the moral hazard. I worry that it might actually make people feel more willing to do unsafe things because they feel like there's a safety device there. I hope I'm wrong in that, but I assume you guys considered this possibility?
Yes. And while that rescue tube is there, it is just a flotation device on a 4x4 pole. It does nothing until somebody takes it and uses it. Our concern was a lot of our victims turn out to be would-be rescuers. They see somebody in trouble. They immediately run out there into the Gulf to try to do a rescue, and then they become a victim themselves. With this device there, we're hoping that the would-be rescuer would grab that device. A lot of people have no formal training in lifeguarding, so they have no idea. They're just going to go out there, and they're going to try to save somebody.
Yeah, they're going to be David Hasselhoff today on a sudden, right?
Exactly. So the intent is that we give them a chance. We give them a chance. It's a flotation device that will hold two people, that at least they have a flotation device with them, that the would-be rescuer would not become a victim as well, and hopefully we have a successful outcome. So while that thing is there, we don't feel like it's a true false sense of security because it does nothing until somebody grabs it. But once they grab it, then it gives them that chance to be to be successful in returning back to shore with the victim and themselves. So that's the goal and the hope.
No, that's really fascinating because you're right. Now that I think about it of course you're right. This is your job. You're great at it. So many times we hear that so A goes into the water and struggles, B sees, runs in after A, B starts to struggle, A gets to safety, and B drowns and dies. And what you're saying is that if B takes this thing with them after they call 911, that at least it's going to keep them from drowning, even if they don't get to the other person who's likely to save themselves. I'd never even thought about it that way. That's genius. You're really protecting the rescuer, not the victim.
Yes, sir. For the most part, that's what we're trying to do and have a successful outcome for both parties.
Outstanding.
That's important.
I'm so glad I asked you that question. That's so helpful. Hey, since you are on the road going down south to help out, you're not there yet in Lafayette, but are you going to get there ahead of the storm and ride it out in the EOC with Travis Tompkins? Is that right?
Up off in Tallahassee.
Oh, we lost you for just a second. You said you're going to ride it out in the EOC, right?
That is correct. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
We're going to ride out in the EOC. I'm going to stop up in Tallahassee. I'm going to check in with Travis. He's already downrange in the Lafayette County, and just see if I need to bring anything from Tallahassee or kick anybody in the state EOC to make them move a mission faster for him. Put some there personally, and then I'll track ahead of the storm. And then the EOC there is a fairly new building. It's ready for a Cat 5. I don't think it's as it's a small county, small rural county, and they've got a new emergency manager, so we're going to assist them and augment the EOC staff, and help. You know, they don't know what they don't know right now, so we're kind of Travis's low hanging fruit, prepping them. Have you thought of this? Have you thought of that? Do you need this? And what are your resources? So yeah.
And I know you had told us that one of the things about downstate with last year's storm is that people weren't willing to accept help, didn't know what they were doing, and thought they did. And let's hope they learn some of those lessons so that doesn't happen this time around. And with no less an authority than Eric Gilmore and Travis Tompkins there to tell them, they'll do what they're supposed to do. Be sure to say it, Lafayette, and have a safe travel, sir, and be effective, man. I appreciate your time.
Andrew, I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
You bet. Eric Gilmore, Director of Public Safety in Escambia County. Candy's got one final traffic on the fives.
I'm not showing any roadblocks right now. It looks like everything is running smoothly. Certainly is caution, as you know, wherever you are. Taking a look around at Deaton Bridge Road in Milton and Highway 90. It looks like that has been moved off to the side. We see another hit-and-run crash, though. This is at 87 right at the top and at Keshev Taylor Drive, showing an accident there. But again, no roadblock. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Time for... All these things.
Getting ready for I tell you.
Future news. That's right. Future news.
Won't affect us.
So 3M looks like they're going to pay out $6 billion in the earplug lawsuit that started here in Pensacola. Will they?
Yes.
Yeah. Will they change their name from 3M to 6B?
Yes.
No, probably not.
Probably not.
No, it's a serious thing. A lot of, like 260,000 lawsuits over hearing damage because of these things that did not work properly. Will Ramaswamy apologize for making fun of Nikki Haley's name, sort of?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
But he should.
All right. Thanks so much for listening. That's it for us. We'll be back tomorrow.
You're listening to News Radio.